Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a funky drummer-style DJ intro glue layer for a drum and bass track in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the advanced way, with resampling, controlled movement, and just enough old-school rave pressure to make the drop feel properly earned. This is not about slapping a breakbeat on the front of a tune and calling it a day. We're designing an intro that works like a DJ tool and still sounds like a finished record. That means the intro has to be mixable, it has to carry energy, and it has to hint at the character of the drop without giving everything away too early. The funky drummer break is perfect for this job, because it's got something a lot of modern program drums don't have by default: human swing, ghost notes, and that natural snare lift that keeps things moving even when the arrangement is sparse. In drum and bass, that's gold. You need the intro to breathe, but you also need it to push. So let's start with the source. Drop your funky drummer sample into an audio track and warp it carefully. We're aiming for around 174 BPM, give or take a couple of beats depending on the tune. Don't overstiffen the break. If you quantize every transient into a robotic grid, you lose the whole point. The groove should feel tight, but not sterile. If the sample has a lot of tone or room sound, you can try Complex Pro. If it's mostly drum hits and you want clarity, Beats Mode is usually a better call. Then tighten the main transients, but leave a little micro movement in the ghost notes. That little bit of slop is what keeps the intro feeling alive. A good advanced habit here is to duplicate the source clip. Keep one version clean and stable for your core loop, and keep another version ready for resampling and sound design. That way you're not destroying your original just to chase vibe. Now build the intro in layers. Think in phrases, not loops. That's a big one. A DJ intro lives or dies on whether the energy changes every few bars. Even if the pattern is simple, something needs to evolve: a new chop, a filtered hit, a brief dropout, a teaser tail, something that says next section is coming. So set up three basic components. First, your core funky drummer loop. Second, some high frequency support, like hats, shakers, or light ride ticks. Third, some glue percussion, rim clicks, vinyl bursts, chopped break crumbs, or little texture hits that fill the air without crowding the groove. On the core break, use EQ8 to clean the low end. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to clear sub rumble. If the break sounds boxy, trim a bit around 180 to 300 Hz. And if the snare needs a little more edge, give a small lift somewhere around 3 to 5 kHz. Nothing extreme. We want presence, not hype for the sake of hype. For the support hats, keep them lighter than the break. This is important. The intro should feel like it's got motion, but it should not sound like the full tune has already arrived. You're creating space for the eventual bassline to own the low end later. Next comes the key move in this lesson: resampling. Add a new audio track, name it something obvious like FDE Intro Print, and set the input to your break bus or source track. Arm it, hit record, and print your processing in real time. This is where the lesson really opens up. Before you record, put a simple processing chain on the drum bus. Try drum bus with a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, with boom either off or very light for now. Add saturator with a small amount of drive and soft clip on. Then a glue compressor with a slowish attack, medium release, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If you want a little grit, you can add redux very lightly, but don't destroy your transients. While you're recording, automate the filter, the saturation, maybe a send or two. Print about 8 bars of motion. The goal is to capture something with movement already baked in, so later you can treat the result like raw material instead of a live setup you have to babysit forever. That's the power of resampling here. You are not just processing audio. You are making decisions and then turning those decisions into new source material. Once you've printed your pass, chop it up. Slice the resampled audio into useful events: one bar phrases, half bar snare lead-ins, quarter bar ghost fills, isolated snare tails, hat flurries, little accidental bits that sound great once they're removed from the original loop context. You can use simpler in slice mode if you want quick triggerability, but for a detailed DNB intro, manual slicing often gives you better control over the phrasing. Now arrange the slices so the intro breathes. For the first 8 bars, keep it mostly filtered loop and sparse ghost movement. In bars 9 to 16, bring in more sliced snare pushes and a bit more open hat motion. In bars 17 to 24, add short fill fragments and maybe some reverse tails. And in bars 25 to 32, pull one layer away and build tension for the drop. That pull one layer away part matters a lot. Contrast is everything. If the intro keeps getting bigger forever, the drop has nowhere to go. You want the pre-drop section to feel like it's inhaling right before impact. Now we shape the pressure with auto filter. Put auto filter on the printed intro bus or on individual slice tracks. Start with a low pass filter somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz and slowly automate it opening over 16 or 32 bars. Keep resonance modest, maybe around 10 to 25%. You want the filter to feel musical, not like a scream. Here's a useful move. Automate the cutoff from about 250 Hz all the way up to 8 or 10 kHz across 16 bars. Then pull it back down quickly to around 700 Hz in the last one or two bars before the drop. That sudden reduction in brightness makes the drop feel much bigger when it lands. If the break starts feeling too polite under filtering, add some movement through dynamics or envelope shaping. You can make the filter opening respond to the drum peaks or use drum bus to give the snare a little more authority when the top end starts to open. The point is to make the intro feel like it's gaining pressure, not just getting brighter. Now for the grime layer. Duplicate your resampled print and process it differently. This is your hidden texture layer. Make it feel like a ghost version of the intro, like it came from a worn tape archive or an old rave record that's been passed through too many hands. On the duplicate, add erosion for subtle hiss or metallic grain. Add redux very lightly if you want a bit of digital edge. Use echo with short feedback and a dark filter if you want the room to smear a little. Then high pass that layer pretty aggressively, usually somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz, so it doesn't clutter the low mids. Print that too if you want the full resampling workflow to really lock in. Then blend it underneath the cleaner intro layer at low level. This should feel like atmosphere, not like a second drum part, just a ghost in the room. That kind of detail sells authenticity fast, especially in jungle-influenced or old-school-leaning drum and bass. Now let's hint at the bass. A DJ intro doesn't need to reveal the full bass line, but a tiny teaser can massively increase anticipation. Build a restrained res or sub-note using operator or wavetable. Keep it mono, narrow, and controlled. Think simple. A sine or near sine sub-layer, maybe a slightly detuned mid-layer filter down hard, just enough saturation to make it audible on smaller systems. Then place it sparingly, a 1-bar fill before the drop. The last two beats of an 8-bar section, one off-beat note under a snare pickup. That's enough. You're suggesting the bass language of the tune, not spelling it out. For a darker roller, even a short descending restab in the last two bars can make the intro feel locked to the drop without being obvious. Now arrange the whole thing like a DJ tool, but make it feel like a record. A strong template is this. Bars 1 to 8, filtered break loop, very little bass, minimal top percussion. Bars 9 to 16, more printed fills, more hat motion, a touch more ambience. Bars 17 to 24, bass tease arrives, plus reverse snare or crash tail. Bars 25 to 32, strip away one layer, build tension, then hand off hard to the drop. If your track leans more jungle, keep the intro chopped and restless. If it's more of a roller, smooth it out and let the groove stay hypnotic. If you're going darker or more in Euro, leave more negative space and let automation do more of the storytelling. I want to give you a really useful coach note here. Keep one element as the anchor. When you're layering resampled grit and texture, you still need one thing that stays familiar so the listener has a reference point. Usually that's the snare and ghost note relationship, or a steady top loop pulse. If everything changes at once, the intro becomes hard to follow. Now group everything into an intro bus. On that bus, clean things up with EQ8, use glue compressor gently for cohesion, and check mono compatibility with utility. You can also narrow the low end if anything in the teaser is feeling too wide. Wide low end is one of the fastest ways to make a club intro fall apart. If you want the intro to feel more spacious at first, start narrow and then slowly widen the hats and textures. Keep the kick and snare anchor centered, and let the pre-drop moment collapse a bit before the drop lands. That collapse is part of the impact. At this stage, it's worth resampling the full intro one more time. Print the entire intro section onto a fresh audio track and listen back as though you were a DJ mixing into it from another tune. That's the real test. Ask yourself, does the first 16 bars leave enough room to blend? Does the groove still read at low volume? Does the drop feel bigger after hearing the intro? Is there tension without overcrowding the top end? Checking at low volume is huge. If the groove still works quietly, the rhythm design is strong. If it collapses, you may be relying too much on brightness, transient edge, or sheer density instead of actual phrase logic. And that leads to one final advanced principle. Use resampling to create decisions, not options. Print a pass, commit to it, move on. Don't endlessly refine a clean version when the version with character is already telling you what the tune wants to be. In this style, commitment is often the secret sauce. Let's quickly avoid the common traps. Don't overprocess the original break. Print a clean one first, then mangle your resampled copies. Don't let the intro get too much low end. Keep non-bass layers high past and the teaser narrow and mono. Don't make it busy from bar 1. If it sounds like the full loop immediately, you've lost the DJ utility. Don't open the automation too fast. Save the dramatic opening for the final pre-drop bars. And don't resample without a purpose. Each print should do a job. Clean, gritty, transitional, or textural. If you want to push this even further, try one of these variations.